This is Not Often Heard with Gary Taylor and Mark Stockley.
Hello and welcome to Not Often Heard, the podcast. Podcast. This is Mellow Pod number 3. My name is Gary.
And my name is Mark.
And welcome. This is the podcast where we get to talk about all things happening in Melody Festival and the Swedish heats to choose their entry for Eurovision 2020.
Shuggy, shuggy.
You'd be so disappointed when you can't say that anymore.
I know. I like shuggy, shuggy. That's Swedish for 2020, by the way, everybody.
It is, yes, yes. And the pronunciation is, you know, bang on, Mark. I'm so impressed.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we're on to heat number 3 now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in Luleå, which is quite far north, apparently.
Yeah, never heard of it.
It's not far off the Arctic. It's getting that way. It's quite apparent. I was reading just before the show that it was something like minus 13 outside when they were performing.
Nice.
So, I hope they put the heating on inside the arena there.
Bit chilly.
So we had 7 more acts vying once more to secure either a place direct to finale or to Anders Hansen. And I have to admit, Mark, I did not watch this live, which is probably the first time in several years I haven't.
Oh, wow. Well, I've never watched it live, but so I've always caught it up either the day after or a couple of days afterwards. So.
True, apart from the final where I make you sit in my house and watch it live.
He makes me. He ties me to a chair.
Do. I would actually defected for the night to Norway to watch the Melody Grand Prix final.
Tut tut.
So yes, I did feel like I was cheating slightly on Melfest, but I did come back. But to be honest, my viewing of MGP, I think, tainted my viewing of Melfest because we watched them back to back.
Oh,
we came out of MGP after. God, it was 2.5 hours long for the final. 10-minute break, and we went straight into the semi. And I have to admit, I came away feeling it was a lackluster semi. So I was a bit surprised when we were exchanging a few messages ahead of the pod where you actually said you enjoyed it and thought it was better than some other weeks.
I certainly thought it was better than last week's, for sure. I think mainly because it looked like the acts were all enjoying themselves, whereas last week it seemed like they weren't. A lot of them seemed quite miserable last week, whereas all 7 of them this week looked like they're having a great time.
Yeah, I have to admit, having gone back and watched it again now, a couple of days later, I have reappraised it, to be honest. I think because MGP was so good, and I'll stop banging on about it, I promise, it was the bar had been set quite high. And so it was very difficult, I think, to compare just a regular semi with something which was the final, the best of the best.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's launch into it. So 7 acts. We had Mariette, Albin Jonsson, Drengana, Amanda Arsa. Anis Don Demina.
Yeah.
Faith Kakembo and Mohombi. All vying for a spot. So let's go through them in order, shall we?
Okay, let's do that.
Song number 1, Mariette. Now, Mariette is no stranger to Melfest. She's done it several times as both a performer and she's also involved as a writer as well.
Right.
So what did you think of Mariette's song?
I thought it was superb, quite frankly. I think out of all the ones I've heard in the 3 semis so far, that one is the best.
So Shout It Out was the name of the song, and she certainly did.
Oh, yeah. And the lyrics made sense as well.
Yeah, it was a bit of a banger. I like that. It was not a performance where she had tons of dancers and props flying all over the place. It was fairly stripped back. I like that because she's a consummate performer. She can absolutely sell it.
Yeah.
She doesn't need all of those trappings.
No.
Very good. Pretty much just what we expected. We know we're going to get a good performance from her, and I think she absolutely delivered on that.
Yeah, I liked how she whipped out the guitar from nowhere.
I'm glad she didn't use too many props. That I would probably disagree and say I didn't like that bit. What was the point?
I wasn't a fan of her hair or outfit, though. I hope they judge that a bit and alter it a little bit. Although, I suppose it fit the song nicely, but it just wasn't my personal taste, I don't think.
Mm. Fair enough. But yes, definitely a banger. I did like it. And better than her previous entry, which was For You, I think it was.
Right.
Where she kept on pointing down the camera, For You, For You, For You. And it's a bit like, I'm slightly intimidated here.
A bit like Victoria Beckham. She used to do that, didn't she?
Yeah. Ugh.
Point down the camera and pout.
So, good start. Really got us off to a banging start there. Song number two then. We take a massive dip in quality. So we had Albin Jonsson, We Leave It Buried Anew.
Which means life begins now?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah.
Vocally, he was not very strong, I felt.
No, I thought exactly the same. I like the kind of like the spirit of the title, Life Begins Now. I thought it was quite Eurovision-y, but no, the vocals were not great, were they? They were a bit all over the place.
Yeah, and too much, I don't know, nude type clothing. I think it was very neutral. Too much nooch. Somebody, I'm actually looking at it now. Somebody's wearing nooch tights, and it's a man. It does not look good. It's just leg warmers. There's leg warmers there as well. It's like, it is. It's like the cast of Fame are doing a rehearsal. It's not. It's just not. Doesn't work for me. I don't particularly like the song, and I don't think he had a very good voice. I mean, he is known as he's done some rap as well. Maybe he should have gone in that direction.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe he's not a natural singer. Maybe it was all nerves. I don't know.
No, I'm not sure. Sometimes when I'm listening to these sorts of tracks, I'm not sure if when they're singing in Swedish, I'm not sure whether it sounds out of tune because they are singing in Swedish and I don't know the songs or the lyrics. And I sometimes wonder if that's what is making me feel like it's out of tune. But
okay.
I don't think that was the case with that song.
No, I don't think so. A bum note is a bum note.
Yeah.
Moving on, we have another Swedish language song. It was interesting this week. We had 4 out of 7in Swedish, which is quite unusual. And probably one of my least favourite songs of the contest, almost ever.
Yeah, I've written in my notes, Gary hates it, without even speaking to you.
We, of course, speak of Drengana with Pigga and Dreng.
Which is about farm workers or something, isn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I think that the band, the name kind of translates as the farm workers, roughly.
Yeah.
And as expected, it's very country.
There's, and you don't like that.
There's dungarees, there's twanging, there's a fiddle. There's country dancing.
Yeah, it's a bit diddly diddly. It's a bit Irish, I thought, like a Cayley kind of thing.
Yeah, and an accordion as well. Oh
yeah, I've got that accordion exclamation mark in my notes.
but it's got an up-tempo beat behind it as well. So it's kind of poppy as well.
I should hate it, but I don't mind it, is what I wrote.
It's, for me, it was picking up where Rednecks left off.
Yeah.
I think it's very much in that vein.
Definitely. Definitely.
But personally, does not work. Mm. Don't like that. That's just my opinion. I'm sure there's a lot. I mean, the fact that they got through to Second Chance.
Yeah.
Over what I think were some better songs just goes to show you that, you know, I have no taste, obviously. We are rattling through them tonight, but probably because it was. Despite my reappraisal, I'm still struggling to get too enthusiastic about some of these songs. Then we have Amanda Arsa and Late.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she is the winner of a radio contest. So they've been doing this for a couple of years now. There is a competition run by a radio station in Sweden, P4, in the summer to pick an artist, you know, an up-and-coming artist, and give them a bit of a showcase and stuff like that. So think of it as kind of almost like a bit of a Melfest type, but for competition, but for new artists.
Okay, right.
She, and the reward of winning this radio contest is you get a slot at Melfest.
Okay.
So last year it was Lovers of Valdaro.
that had it.
And of course, they crashed and burned. It wasn't very good. It wasn't very reminiscent of their more familiar work. I have to admit, I wasn't really familiar with Lisa's. No, Amanda, not Lisa.
Amanda, yeah.
Amanda's previous work. Again, it didn't really do much for me. It was slightly out of tune. She looked nervous.
Yeah. It was a bit bland, but generic. I thought her outfit was awful. I hated it. What was she wearing on her legs? Those trousers? Just awful.
Yeah.
And if I'm talking about the outfit over the song, then the song cannot be good.
No, that's true. She's got kind of white shorts and then almost like net curtains, trousers made out of nets.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost over the top.
No.
Don't get me wrong, there's some lovely lighting effects on it. Some yellow and green boxes flashing around and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really good. And she's kind of got that kind of early 90s Lady Di slick back hair as well.
Yes, didn't like that either.
You can tell we're clutching at straws, and we're talking about styling and consulting tips here. Not a very strong one, and no surprise really that she did not get past the first round of voting alongside Albin, to be honest.
No.
Our next track then is Anis Don Demina.
Yeah.
And the song was Vem y Som Us,
which I looked up as Friends Like Us,
I believe, something like
that. Yeah.
So
I am relying on Google Translate here.
And he's kind of bouncing around in front of a big magazine cover, and headlines are flying around. It's very clever. I like the way it's been done. Yep. Shout out to Minna Haters. He's just flashed up. I like all that. Shout out to all my haters.
Yeah.
I believe he is more of a social media type star.
Oh, okay.
From Sweden. So that's where he's more familiar. I do have to say, I don't really like, it's a kind of jokey rap type song is how I see it coming across.
Yeah.
It's the comedy song. He's bouncing around. He's not attempting to be any kind of slick performer or anything like that.
Nope. I mean, he was wearing a purple velour tracksuit. Come on.
I feel that perhaps is in tribute to John Pertwee's Third Doctor, perhaps. Maybe he's a big fan.
We thought that he might have been doing that to get the Chav vote.
He does look like he's a cast member from People Like Us. Have you seen that? Not People Like Us.
I haven't, no.
Not People Like Us. People Just Do Nothing, sorry. People Like Us is a completely different show.
Oh, right. Okay.
People Just Do Nothing, which was a BBC Three comedy series.
Oh, okay.
With very much this kind of stereotype, shall we say.
Right, yes.
It's all right. To be honest, I was amazed it got through to Second Chance.
We were flabbergasted.
It was very much like, what? But maybe it's because of the younger demographic that perhaps watches Melfest. Although I know it captures quite a wide range, gets huge viewing figures. But it's evidence of his popularity through social media.
Yeah.
I think that's probably propelled him. I think he's one of these acts that he's going to struggle to break out of Second Chance, to be honest.
Yeah, I can't see it.
No. We've had this before, like Fool Dance has been the joke kind of the act. There always seems to be one.
Right.
There's always one that sneaks through. And that's fine. We've had the one for the year. Okay. We'll cope with that. So on to our next track then, which is Faith Kakembo and Crying Rivers. Now, I love this one. Even on the first listen and the performance, this one stuck out for me.
Yeah.
It's smoky.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. Really soulful, soothing, I thought.
Mm.
Really nice to listen to.
Yeah, smooth. It's got that kind of guitar twang that reminds me of the theme from Twin Peaks in it.
Okay.
Which is just lovely. She's put in a perfectly acceptable vocal performance. Again, it was another one of these stripped back. It was mainly a dark stage, lots of dry ice and some lighting effects. A bit like a photocopier whizzing past.
Yeah.
Which I thought, again, was really nice. I liked that setup. It wasn't, let's throw the kitchen sink and have a ton of people bouncing around.
It suited the song.
Absolutely. I was amazed that it did not get through to at least second chance. I thought it was unlikely to get through to final.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly thought she had a shot at second chance.
Well, I can't believe that the farm workers and the Chav got through and she didn't to the second chance. I think that is what was so surprising.
Did we watch something else? What did other people see in those songs that we didn't and they overlooked this one? I don't get it.
So, no, I don't get that at all.
That is definitely one that is going to appear on our show. That is going to be playlisted at some point because that needs a wider audience.
And defo.
I hope that that experience has not put her off. I really hope she comes back another year with a cracking song because I'd like to hear more from her.
Yeah.
And our final song then is another familiar name. We've got Mohombi. Hello, Mohombi. Sorry, I just like playing that jingle.
Yeah.
So Mohombi, he did it last year and he did very well. Mm. This year he came along with Winners. What did you think about that, Mark?
Maybe a little bit smug there with the name of the title, but you know he obviously went straight through to final. I enjoyed the song. I thought it was quite catchy. I liked how they did the doubling up of the lyrics, and that made it catchy. You know, I'm a dreamer. You know, together we are winners.
Yeah.
We were discussing, and we're not sure he sang it in the right key.
Oh, okay.
We're not sure whether he should bring it down a notch because I think he did try to do a key change towards the end and it just didn't quite work, I don't think. But maybe he needs to bring it down a bit at the start so he can then take it up towards the end. But despite that, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good song.
He's faced a bit of criticism because of a supposedly lackluster performance. He's copped a bit of flack saying, you know, he can deliver better. And I'm like, well, what more do you want, really? You know, he had some nice kind of flashing boxes around him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just stand still.
No.
Okay, he didn't, you know, fling himself around the stage or anything, but perhaps when you want to sing and you want to sing well, then you don't do that, really.
Exactly. You need to be still, really, don't you? Concentrate on the vocals.
Exactly. Perfectly good pop song. I enjoyed it more on the second listen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a grower, I think, for me.
Yeah.
No doubt that he was going to go straight to the final just based on his track record and his popularity, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do believe, I think the two best songs did go through to the final.
Without a shadow of a doubt, they definitely did. Definitely.
Though what I will say is, I know I should let this go, but I do feel Linda Bengtzing has been shafted. Just because...
Let it go!
Because we have a week where we have four Swedish language songs. So that means there is one Swedish language song that has to go through to at least second chance.
Yeah.
And I personally feel that Linda should have been in this heat and we perhaps should have moved the country farmhands to heat number two and swap places. I think Linda would have stood a better chance. Because when you compare it against the other Swedish language songs, I think it still wipes the floor with them.
Yeah.
But that's just me because I like Linda, I suppose. There's no guarantee, obviously, that she would. I just feel she got slightly shafted. And she could have performed better if she'd been allowed to go in this heat. Maybe Christa Björkman doesn't like her. I don't know. Speaking of which, the chatter across social media was that in general, people felt that the performances weren't great for Heat 3 and it wasn't a fantastic episode. It felt a bit flat. I have seen a comment supposedly from Christa Björkman on Twitter who went, well, there's always other channels you can watch, you know.
Ooh, fighting talk.
I do wonder if it was in partly in their minds thinking, look, we're up against MGP final. So,
yeah.
let's not use our big guns because we know we're not going to get the ratings and the attention we normally would going up against that juggernaut. Don't know, just a theory.
Well, no, I think it's probably a sound one. I think all station managers and schedulers will be thinking about that sort of thing all the time.
And just a quick word about the interval act as well. So Lena Headland did an interval act called Pizzazz. I don't know if you saw any of that.
Yes, we did see it, yeah.
Basically a song about how you should do everything with a little bit of pizzazz, darlings, and jazz. You're doing the shopping, do it with pizzazz. Yeah. The baby, do it with pizzazz.
It reminded me a little bit of like Chicago, something from that musical.
It was a bit. I have to admit.
Yeah, jazz hands.
My favourite part was at the very end where she plonked herself down on a toilet and yanked the chain and got showered by glitter.
It was hilarious. Only in Sweden.
It was amazing. And so henceforth, it has now been christened Lena's Glitter Bleep. We're not allowed to
glitter
say
bleep.
It. Glitter Bleep. So on second viewing, I can honestly say it wasn't as bad as I first thought, to be honest. There are definitely some tracks that I would play again.
Yeah, without a doubt, yes. Definitely.
Well, I think that has brought us to the end.
Yes, it has, hasn't it?
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Mellow Pod. We shall be back next week for the last semi. So this will be the last set of seven songs.
Blimey, that's gone quick.
I know, and that's it. No more until next year. I'm kind of sad already. We do hope you've enjoyed this programme, and we shall be back with another Mellow Pod next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.